catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to My Side of Tech. I'm Tony. I share stories and experiences about technology in Africa, and that is what makes it Tony's Tech Side. Yes, My Side of Tech, because at the end of the day, life itself is a story shared with oneself and with others. Let's get on this together, yeah? Some inspiration to get you moving. On Monday, remember to go headfirst into the world of the deepest unknowns. Tuesday, remember that fear keeps you stuck and you don't want that. Oh, do you? Come on, do the maths. You need to keep moving. On Wednesday, let fear be a choice which you did not choose, because that is what it is. Thursday, like Thor, remember your favorite superhero. With fear comes a chance to be great. And for Friday, just say yes in the face of challenges and oppositions, even when you can't seem to find a rationale. For fear is a shadow that needs some light to become bravery. What quotes have kept you inspired this week? I would like to know. You can exchange notes with me on WhatsApp. The number 0913-558-1766. Please add +234 if you're texting from outside Nigeria. If you'd rather engage on Twitter or on Facebook, it's fine. Just search for, follow, and engage at Africa Tech Radio. And if Instagram is your thing, well, at A Tech Radio should be your thing too. We dig deep into the rubbles of history to find precious jewels of knowledge to launch us into the future, and then share the most important and juiciest tech stories impacting Africa to keep you informed. This is Tony's Tech Side. Welcome. Digging into the rubbles of history, we start on 6th of May 1998 at the Flint Center Theater, the same place where the Macintosh was first unveiled in 1984. Steve Jobs, on the 6th of May 1998, introduced the original iMac. Apple would book an unprecedented 150,000 orders before the release of the original iMac, marking the beginning of Apple's renaissance. With its colorful design, the iMac ended the trend of the beige personal computer and even influenced the design of products outside the computer industry. It also ushered in the era of Apple, adding the letter I to just about every product it created for a time, right? But hey, come on, Apple kind of like eventually became the world's most valuable company, so nobody's really arguing about that. To 7th of May, but in 1967, where video game developer Ralph Baer played the first two-player video game, Fox and Hounds. Yes, it was a game where the fox, a red dot, was chased by the hounds, white dots. And the controller were two knobs, the horizontal and the vertical. You'd see how long you could avoid the hounds. Yes, that was basically just the game, as simple as that. And it was part of a series of more complex video games, including the shooting games, handball and ping pong. And this actually ultimately led to the Magnavox Odyssey TV game system in 1972, while Ralph Baer passed away on the 8th of December 2014. And this takes my mind right back to Gamer X 2024, the Exodus. Yes, and that happened in the month of May in 2024. Actually, just happened this week. Oh yes, you see what I did there. Moving on to the 8th of May 2006, at a press conference before E3, Sony announced the PlayStation 3 gaming console. This would be for a November 17 release and would feature items like Bluetooth wireless controllers, Wi-Fi and HDMI video output, and even more. The system also will contain a Blu-ray disc system and pre-installed HDD. And then on the 9th of May 1996, Linus Torvalds, yes, described in an email to a mailing list his conception of what he believes should be the logo for the Linux operating system. This is what soon becomes Tux the Penguin, the brand character for Linux. Perhaps had he known the movie Happy Feet would be released a little over 10 years later, he would have chosen a wobbler instead. On 10th of May in 1894, wireless is born when Guglielmo Marconi sends a radio wave 3/4 of a mile. 3 years later, the Marconi company would successfully communicate ship to shore over a distance of 12 miles. His work, that's Marconi's works, led to the commercialization and proliferation of most of the radio technologies we know today. But wireless, in terms of wireless anything, wireless signals, yeah? Yes, 10th of May, 1894, that's when they were born. That's when that was born. And then on 11th of May, but in 2011, Eric Schmidt showed off the new Google Chrome operating system, but with an added feature as he introduced the Google Chromebook, a personal computer with the Google Chrome operating system built in it, like inbuilt. Now, the device loaded straight to the browser where you can install applications for functionality on your Chromebook. And away from the rubbles, what's our tech word for today? Distance education. Distance education is our word for today. And distance education can also be referred to as online learning or e-learning. It's a means of instruction that implies a course instructor and students are separated in space and perhaps even in time. Not in the same time, not in the same space. And the interaction may be synchronous, like it can be facilitated or self-paced. Yeah? Synchronous as in facilitated, asynchronous as in self-paced. And then students can work with various course materials, or they may use tools like chats or discussion groups to collaborate on projects. Any learning that takes this format, you know, can be described as distance learning. Today we have the likes of very popular ones would be Coursera, Udacity, Udemy, Masterclass, Utiva, and the list goes on. Now for stories. Yes, new stories shaping this week in tech. We started this week asking who really won, TikTok or Universal Music Group UMG? Well, TikTok and Universal Music Group UMG have announced a new licensing agreement that will see music from many famous and rising music artists back on the app. And yet someone is singing Glory. Okay, so relations between the biggest music company in the world, which is Universal Music, and TikTok began to sour after, you know, Universal Music published a very castigating open letter against TikTok in January 2024, accusing TikTok of trying to build a music-based business without paying fair value for the music and for sponsoring the replacement of artists by AI. Universal, that's UMG, went on to call out TikTok for intimidation and bullying in deal renewal talks. And by the end of February, TikTok started removing songs that were published by Universal Music artists as the disagreement kind of intensified. And then in March, on March 15th, you know, I did a story on it, UMG scuffle with TikTok. You can check that out on the website, africatechradio.com. You know, just UMG scuffle with TikTok. I broke down the issues that they had. You can search the website, africatechradio.com, for that episode and how it actually affects or affected African artists. Now, this new deal, described by both parties as a multi-dimensional licensing agreement, seeks to deliver between or better remuneration for Universal Music artists and songwriters, including, you know, the likes of Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Billie Eilish, and also offer them new promotional and engagement opportunities. This deal will also provide artists with industry-leading protections with respect to generative AI, which poses significant intellectual property and copyright infringement threats to the music industry. According to TikTok CEO Shou Chu, TikTok is committed to working together to drive value discovery and promotion for all amazing artists and songwriters, including UMG's artists and songwriters, and also deepen their ability to grow, connect, and engage with the community on TikTok. And TikTok has agreed with this deal to ensure that AI development in the music industry protects human artistry. And they also committed to removing unauthorized AI-generated music on their platform. If this had been escalated beyond this, according to me, what I think, these news headlines we're seeing would have been very different, because most consumers were neither on TikTok's nor UMG's side. They just want to enjoy great sounds. Okay, now another good news to a great start this week is Bitcoin's milestone. The Bitcoin network hit a significant milestone on the 6th of May 2024 when it completed its 1 billionth transaction. Yes, according to data from Bitcoin Dashboard by Clark Moody, the network processed its 1 billionth transaction in block 842241 at 2434 UTC on the 5th of May 2024. Now, this milestone comes 15 years and 4 months after the mining of Bitcoin's first block on the 3rd of January in the year 2009, with an average rate of 178,475 transactions every day throughout its 5,000-day existence. Bitcoin has proven its capability to securely manage substantial transaction volumes without the need for centralized intermediaries. This milestone coincides with Bitcoin's recent surge to an all-time high, surpassing the $73,000 in March 2024. And you know what people feel, you know, about the latest halving event and the introduction of new protocols such as Ordinals and Reuns have fueled, you know, increases in the activity in the network. And Bitcoin miners now earn 3.125 BTC for each block that they mine. It's a decrease from the previous reward of 6.25 BTC, but the launch of Reuns on the same day as a halving saw an increase in block value, as, you know, Bitcoin analyst Clark Moody highlighted. Now we're moving deeper into the continent. Where do we start? East Africa. Yes, where Kenya's biggest mobile money platform, M-Pesa, is working to simplify sending money home for Kenyans abroad. This feature would enable direct global remittance to its customers as part of M-Pesa Global. The mobile money remittance market in Africa is a huge fintech scene with many players, and a GSMA study found that countries with mobile money remittance services have a GDP that was nearly 1.5% higher than it would have been without mobile money. Now, the global acceptance at M-Pesa Africa manager, the manager of global acceptance at M-Pesa Africa, Ruben Simiyu, was speaking during a paymentology roadshow held in Nairobi called The Future of Payments in East Africa, when he said that this move is part of efforts to serve the 60 million Kenyan customers better. Currently, M-Pesa does not facilitate for remittances to Kenya themselves, but they do this through integration with other financial services such as PayPal, Wise, you know, and others. If this feature goes live, Kenyans abroad with M-Pesa can send directly straight to their friends and family M-Pesa wallets in Kenya, anywhere in Kenya, from, you know, Nairobi to, you know, wherever. And since launch in 2021 in Tanzania and in 2022 in Kenya, M-Pesa Global has facilitated payments totaling $52 million in Tanzania and $55 million in Kenya. It's good news, and we look forward to that feature. Where I'm from in Nigeria, you share the good news first before sour, sad, and maybe indifferent news. This next story is neither here nor there, but I'm breaking protocol and sharing it in the meat section. Amazon this week arrived in Africa, ZA to be precise, ZA to the world, yeah. So e-commerce giant Amazon finally arrived in Africa, South Africa to be precise, this week, with the announcement of the launch of Amazon.co.za. Oh, I like how that sounds, Amazon. .co.za, not Amazon, like just the .co.za. ZA. Okay. Now they're providing customers in South Africa with a new online shopping experience. As in most countries, users are invited to download the Amazon shopping app or visit the website on desktop or mobile browsers in order to access a selection of local and international brands across 20 different product categories with potentially same-day or next-day delivery. Now, there's also an emphasis on the importance of the launch in offering new opportunities for local businesses. Yes, I saw the commissioner or minister in charge of that, you know, make, you know, comments about it. Many South Africans who had been eagerly awaiting Amazon's launch may actually be disappointed to learn that none of the Amazon-specific products and services that accompany its retail operations in other markets is available locally for now. And I think TechCrunch tagged it Amazon without the Prime. Well, there are no listings for the Kindle e-reader, Fire TV, Smart TV device, the Fire TV Smart TV device, or the Ring video doorbell, or Alexa video assistant capable Amazon smart speakers. And a quick search on the South African e-commerce site takealot.com, which is seen as Amazon's most formidable rival in South Africa, shows multiple listings of Amazon products themselves, including the Echo Dot smart speakers, as well as, you know, some set of Fire TV sticks, yeah, Fire tablets, and even more. Well, none of Amazon's digital services also is available in ZA, including Amazon Music or much anticipated Amazon Prime. Where is the Prime in the Amazon launching? Well, only Amazon Prime Video is available to South African consumers, though that's, you know, has been launched like years ago. So that is on its own. What else again? Okay, with this launch, I'm not sure what it will really mean for competing services like Jumia and Takealot, since Amazon has a lot of power in the global market but hasn't exactly gotten the local reach of some of its African competitors yet. We wait and we see how this would play out, and we really hope that it turns out well for everyone, because, you know, Jumia just started, you know, reducing the amount of losses, yeah, and we're hoping that this doesn't spell doom for, you know, the likes of Jumia and the ones that are already on the continent. Maybe we can find a middle ground. Talking about middle ground, no middle ground for Africa's giant, in inverted commas, Africa's giant, as Nigeria's central bank announced that it will begin the implementation of an amended 2015 Cybersecurity Act that will levy a 0.5% fee on all electronic transactions from May 20th. So from 20th of May 2024, if you're going to do any electronic transaction in Nigeria, you would, in addition to other levies and fees, be charged 0.5% fee. So this is also an increase of 900%. It was earlier 0.005%. And all electronic transactions, not just transfers. This cybersecurity levy will be charged in addition to existing fees like stamp duty, a 15 naira charge on electronic receipt or transfer of money in any deposit bank or financial institution, you know, in the sum of 10,000 naira or more. So it means that if you, for example, will be having a transaction with 1,000 naira, you'd pay 5 naira. If you're doing 100,000 naira, it will attract a 500 naira fee, which is just for cybersecurity. And according to the Nigeria Interbank Settlement Systems, electronic payment transactions in Nigeria rose to 234.4 trillion naira in the first quarter of 2024, as more Nigerians, you know, went cashless, and electronic payment transactions in Nigeria hit an all-time high in 2023 as it rose by 55% to 600 trillion naira compared to 387 trillion naira in 2022. That's the year just before 2023. According to the Central Bank of Nigeria, in 2022 alone, there were 1.8 billion mobile app transfers, 1.5 billion ATM transactions, 3.8 billion POS transactions, and 14 billion internet web transfers. Say, roughly 21 billion transactions among these: mobile app transfers, ATM transactions, POS transactions, and internet web transfers. And say, let's put it mildly at, say, 100 billion naira at least. What will it be used for? Now, the Office of the National Security Advisor will be in charge of these funds, you know, in principle. And the idea is, you know, to shore up the country's cybersecurity defenses. And Nigerians are worried that this might just be another attempt at misappropriating funds. And, like, not just funds, but huge funds that will cost Nigerians a lot. And we await the Nuhu Ribadu-led office to give, you know, more comments as to plans and projections may be. But when the levy goes into effect on the 20th of May, 2 weeks from, you know, when we're having this podcast live, there'll be some few exceptions. So money transfers within the same bank, if you're transferring from bank A to bank A, like I'm in bank A and you're in bank A, I'm transferring to you, I will not be charged, right? You will also not be charged. If I'm transferring from one of my accounts in bank A to bank B, but they're my accounts, I will not also be charged. Now, for salary payments, you will also not be charged. If you're paying for school fees, you will also not be charged. And if you're repaying a loan, you will also not be charged. It's really important that you know these things. And since it's important that you stay also informed about the charges that are associated with electronic transfers, there are just a few. There is SMS fee, right? 4 naira per transaction, and both the sender and the receiver will pay. Of course, there is the VAT, VAT, value added, 7.5% on transfers, and the sender will pay. There are also stamp duty, which is 15 naira per transfer, and the receiver will pay. And there are some transfer fees, which are 10 naira for 5,000, 25 naira for from 5,000 and above to 50,000, and 15 naira for any transfer above 50,000, the sender usually pays. And this is the fifth one. It's not like this is an introduction, but it is moving from 0.005% to 0.5%. And it's a cybersecurity levy, which the sender will pay. So if you're receiving, you're not paying the cybersecurity levy. On May 3rd, 2024, Nigeria's National Security Advisor, Numuri Badu, called for an implementation of this amended act, the Cybersecurity Act, highlighting the increased influence of the NSA, that's the National Security Advisor Office. And last week, the NSA also ordered five fintechs to stop onboarding new customers and deemed crypto a national security issue. Well, that office is actually getting a lot of power. Meanwhile, commercial banks introduced a 2% processing fee for cash deposits from 500,000 naira and above for individuals, and a 3% processing fee for corporate transactions from 3 million naira and above. So all those people that usually say, send me 1K, send me 1K, send me 1K, you start paying cyber security levy. I don't even want to know, because you have to, I don't get it. Tell me all the monies you want to transfer at once, and I'll transfer it to you once in a year. No more, you know, transferring every time. Well, much ado about transfers, with a lot of Nigerians being encouraged, in fact, forced to go the electronic, you know, method of moving money around. And now, of course, they are paying the price. Well, in a good way, because it's also supposed to ensure that that process of transfer is not just safe, but it's secure. Still from Nigeria, but on a brighter side, it's, you know, in the news, released by the United Nations African Regional Center for Space Science and Technology Education in English, Professor Babatunde Rabiu, the director of the UN Africa Regional Center for Space Science, you know, saying that Nigeria had acquired the first cosmic ray 1 detector in Africa. He said this during a symposium focusing on cosmic rays and space weather that was organized in collaboration with the Georgia State University in the US in Abuja. The symposium, you know, talked about cosmic radiation's interaction with the atmosphere and environment, the impact on climate change, and the utilization of cosmic ray detectors for study and analysis. And it also advocated for stakeholders to make informed decisions concerning reducing gas emissions and promoting clean air for sustainable human development. So, that's all we can actually take on this episode, yeah? Tony's Tech Side streams live every weekday on africatechradio.com. You can catch up on all of the episodes on the website africatechradio.com, or search for Africa Tech Radio on streaming platforms to get all of the episodes of Tony's Tech Side. You can share your stories with the rest of us on WhatsApp, text, or send a voice note to 0913-558-1766. 0913-558-1766. Please add +234 if you're texting from outside Nigeria. If you'd rather engage on Twitter, on Facebook, or any other social media platform, it's fine. Just search for, follow, and engage at Africa Tech Radio. But if Instagram is your own thing, oh, come on, at A Tech Radio should be your thing too. Thanks. This is Tony's Tech Side.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.